soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Welcome to Tuesday. This is going to be a great day. It's kindergarten graduation today. Oh, I don't know how many, 16, 20, I don't know how many graduates we have, but a lot of kindergartners graduating from North Valley Baptist School. Those kids are so sweet. And I thank God for them. Thank God for their sweet parents. I want to say to my deacons, Brother Ephraim Jakob and Brother Octavio Hernandez. His Brother Octavio's wife's a teacher here. Brother Jakob's been coming since 1978. We reached them and the Manleys on that particular day. And one sits in the second row, one sits in the fifth row on section number five, I guess it is. But I thank God for you. Just thank God for you. You're wonderful people. Been so faithful to the work of God. Happy birthday. Today is the day. Well, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 today. How about the song, I'll Live Again?
If some morning I am gone from this veil of tears, I'm going home to live again. I am going on a trip. When I say goodbye, I'll live again. Over on the other side,
I'll live again.
Over on that battling strand,
I'll sing
and shout with a mighty angel band.
You'll see me rise
beyond the starry sky.
I'd like to ask you to pray for these kindergarten kids. They're sweet kids. And pray for graduate. 9:30 today, 10 o'clock for high school and middle school tomorrow. How about the song Amazing God? We'll have the trio sing for us, and then we'll get right into Bible study. A little bit lengthy song. I hope you enjoy it as they sing.
You want to hear the story of how I made it through when life is full of trouble, pain, and fear. The answer may sound simple, though everything else crumbles. One thing has remained through all the years. old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be amazing. God, you're still amazing me.
The God who parted waters still makes a way today. He's always brought me through the troubled seas.
The one who fed the thousands, whose word could calm the tempest. My bread of life, and he's my peace. I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares. He still hears. And drying tears. This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be amazing. God, you're still amazing me. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Amazing God, you're still
I want to speak to you today about our service to God, looking at chapter 2 of the book of 1 Thessalonians, our service to God. Well, number one, it's not in vain. For yourselves, brethren, know that our entrance into you, it was not in vain, it's not empty. Serving God, sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I don't know what kind of ministry you're having right now. Maybe you're in a dearth. Maybe people aren't coming. Maybe souls are not being saved. Maybe you're in a time where God says, I'm going to shut it off for a while. Just have you turn to me. And I don't know, maybe the blessings of God are pouring down on your ministry. But I tell you what, whether it's the blessing of God time right now or whether it's the drought that you're going through, it's not in vain. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. We serve a risen Savior. Jesus rules and reigns. It's not in vain. Secondly, he said, I want to let you know our service to God, it's involving suffering. Look what he says, verse 2. But even after we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel with much contention. Hey, we suffered. People were against us. There was contention. But we were serving God. We weren't serving man. What a powerful text today. And then he said, I want you to know that it was really from our heart. Verse 3 for 5, neither at any time we usually flattering words, you know, as a cloak of covetous, God's our witness. We not of men sought we glory. We were gentle among you, even as a nurse cheereth her children. And he said, because the gospel, you were dear to us. We loved you folks. And you know, if you're going to serve God, love the people of God. I know of no church in America that I love like I love this church. And I want you to love your church. Dear pastor, love your people. Love your people. See, I've got nutcases. Well, we all have got nutcases. But you build great churches with nutcases too. You build great men of God and women of God with nutcases. And sure, there's different people and strange people, but love everybody. Jesus would. And then he said, I want to let you know, verse 6, there was no self-glory. No self-glory. Neither sought we glory, neither of you or any others. We didn't go about and say, okay, I'll serve God if I get the pat on the back. No, don't serve God with a pat on the back. There are people in this church that have done things. I found out 20 years later, they've been doing it for 20 years. I never knew that they were doing it. They're just faithful, dedicated, vacuuming or cleaning or passing tracts or passing out Bibles for decades. And then I found out about it. And they said, we were also gentle. We were gentle among you as a nurse cheereth her children. We weren't harsh. Pastors, let's not be narcissistic. Let's not be harsh with our people. We're to be like a nurse. We're to be very gentle with them, very kind to them, very respectful for them. They have problems, so we need to nurse them. As a nurse, will gently care for a patient. And then he said, I wanted to let you know, he said that night and day we serve thee. We were just laboring in the work of the Lord. Look at verse number 9. You remember, brethren, our labor, our travail, our labor, night and day, because you would not be chargeable in any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. Thank God for the word of God. God's word is true. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. I pray that every one of us would realize that God's word is alive. It's powerful. And here's how these people were serving the King of Kings. Serving him not vainly, not empty. They suffered. They were honest. They had no self-glory. They were gentle. Night and day, they were in this thing. Let's get in the ministry and be this type of example. Adults, you're being an example to your children how to serve the King of Kings in these days and how to live for God a lifetime and be faithful to God and serve him with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, it's I'm off to kindergarten graduation in just about another hour or so. So we're on our way. We're going to have a great day today. Looking forward to the day to serve the King of Kings. And I hope that you're looking forward to the day as well. We're going to have a word of prayer together. And then I'll let you go. Thank you for listening to Revival Time. Father, we thank you that we can serve thee. What a privilege, what an honor to give our lives to thee. Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my lips, take my feet, take my mouth, take my hands, take my life, and let it be for thee and thee alone. Bless our dear listeners today. May we find joy in serving the King of Kings is my prayer. I ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.